Welcome to Talking TRM, the Traveller Files, the podcast dedicated to the experiences of those on the road. During Talking TRM, the podcast, we discovered that lots of people working in this space do so in order to keep people safe, having even been involved in incidents themselves or witnessed them firsthand. This podcast sheds light on the lived experiences of people like you and me. These are their stories. In this episode of Talking TRM, the Traveller Files, we hear again from our good friend James Kington as he takes us on another journey from his business travel past as a chartered surveyor, this time to a dam in Mozambique. I'd like to add that James is sharing these stories to open the conversation of the traveller's experience. Often, companies are only aware of something after the event. We learn and are better informed for future trips. What is really important is that there is a mechanism for a traveller to report back, a method of reviewing that feedback, and a process to take action accordingly. I'm really pleased to say that in James's case, across his career, these mechanisms for continual improvement were in place. Let's now hear from James.
I went to Mozambique, absolutely beautiful country. Again, really fortunate to have gone there. But in terms of things you'd never really consider until you'd done it, it was a real eye opener. So myself and a colleague were sent to it was actually a hydro dam that was jointly owned by a Portuguese and Mozambique entity. And we'd been sent by the Portuguese party entity. So when we landed, got up there and it was all fine. But when we got to the boardroom, the Mozambique entity that tended to run the day to day weren't expecting us, didn't know why we were there, what was going on, and the communication hadn't happened. So for 3 or 4 days of, I think it was, 8-9 day trip, so it made us really tight on time, they weren't sharing information, they weren't really talking to us too much, and they sort of, well, you can stay, but we're working out between us and Portugal. Gave us the keys to a truck and said, help yourselves. In terms of bits we were allowed to look at, because there was a whole, there's housing and offsite buildings and all these things to look at. And we just sort of cracked on, and we weren't allowed near the main dam, but we were allowed everywhere else, and we cracked on with the bits we could. And you saw a certain amount of, sort of in their terminology, squatters on the mine, so people who had no sort of, on the land rather, who didn't really have a right to be there, but they were there living sort of subsistence lifestyle. Didn't really think much of it. And there were loads of signs up that had things like, triangle infographic sign, someone digging, but wearing sort of relatively traditional dress. And you thought, well, this is about the squatters. They shouldn't be farming here. Shouldn't be doing that. Shouldn't be another end. 3 days in, things opened up and we started talking to the local staff and just trying to make conversation. I sort of said, how many people these squatters on there? You've got quite a few. Is it a real problem? And they're like, we sort of leave them to it. It doesn't really cause us too much trouble. I said, oh, actually, that's what all the signs are about. They're like, what? It's like, the signs, it's not, no digging, no planting. Like, no. This is covered in landmines. This was a huge place in the Civil War. There's landmines everywhere. So whatever you do, don't step off the tarmac. I said, if it's been tarmacked, you're okay. If you go off the tarmac, we're not 100%. Some areas are worse than others. I'd been driving off road, living the life, running around buildings. Unbelievable. And, again, it's not something you're necessarily going to know before you get there. But in terms of a lesson learned piece, yeah, we certainly, after that, asked serious questions about any signage we saw and what was going on the site, because just didn't have an expectation that would be the case.
Okay, I mean, this story just astounded me when James first recounted this. I immediately thought of his wife, of their kids, who, although James wasn't a dad then, but how would anybody explain to family members and colleagues if this had gone a different way? It just blew my mind. He was so lucky, and I think he obviously reflects on that now as an adult, with responsibilities and dependence. So the essential side of this side is the fact that it got pushed back to the company, and then obviously there was that information available. But I think there's a couple of things to focus on here. Firstly, the mix up at the beginning. This happens a lot on business trips, you know, especially when we're subcontracting, we're potentially sending a consultant out. In this case, James is working for an organization, but they're going out to see a client site. So this is very, very common. And if those arrangements are being made with the different offices, it's just essential that communication happens all the way through, and that all parties need to be part of that. Because if that had happened, then, you know, this entire situation wouldn't have occurred. But don't underestimate how common that is. I hear countless stories. And often, if it is a consultant, they're kind of left on their own. They don't necessarily have anyone to talk to in those situations when stuff goes wrong. So communication, 360, all parties, cannot say that enough. And then I think finally, I mean, there's countless places for improvement on this, but I think the key takeaway for travellers that may find themselves in this situation, and again, I love our younger generations coming through, because unlike my generation, who just kind of did stuff and didn't really ask questions because we didn't want to get fired, you guys do push back, and I think it's important, and keep doing that. Like, I want you to keep doing that. You have to question things. But I think the key takeaway here is assume nothing, ask questions, and don't be scared to ask or say no. But I think what's really difficult here was that it wasn't even something that the traveller was aware of to consider. James is really honest about that through this. He says, you know, it wasn't even on their radar. So when they were looking at signs, they didn't really know what the signs were. But this is why we have processes in place for security checks, for due diligence to be done in countries before we travel there. Again, it's difficult when you're going to a client site, but they also should have this information in place. And this is all part of your pre-travel risk. And this is prior to sending out your travellers, way prior to that. And it includes looking forward. It includes looking at the current political and geopolitical situation, but it also includes looking back at historical factors that may still have an impact and may affect the traveller's journey. Again, this one, I had my breath held as he was telling me this story, because it could have been such a different outcome, and we wouldn't obviously be recording it. But this is just really important, and I think there's some really good learnings from this. So again, thank you, James. And that's it for this episode of Talking TRM, The Traveller Files. Remember, keep informed, stay safe, and enjoy your next trip. If you have a story you'd like to share on The Traveller Files, please get in touch. You can send us a voice note, or you can send your story to us and we'll share your experiences and keep you anonymous. Please send to bex@8phaseconsulting.com. You can see all of our details in the show notes, and we look forward to catching up with you soon. Take care.
Need help implementing a standard or maintaining a management system? Ascent Risk Management can support you throughout any stage of your project. The expert team delivers impartial consultancy and auditing services across multiple disciplines. More than just box ticking, their team works in collaboration with yours to build up bespoke management systems that return real business benefits. Find Ascent online at www.ascent1.com. This podcast is a Clemarc Studio production and was produced by Jessica Ingalls.